Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 169, Star Tours, The Adventure Continues.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
And welcome to Memory 169 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, I'm late again. I'm so sorry, guys. This summer has been a weird and crazy one, but better late than never, right? I'm getting excited, though. My summer vacation is getting closer, and I'm trying to lock up a couple of days in the parks. And it sounds like my extended family might be joining us for a day in the park as well, so then we'll get a day by ourselves, too. But that's for another time. I'll keep you posted as plans start coming together. But let's get back to reliving our current memory, shall we? So, as I said, it's a hot, sunny day in June of 2012. You know, those kind of days that make you sweat the moment you leave the air conditioning. In Memory 168, I had arrived in the Magic Kingdom and taken the Disney transportation over to Disney's Hollywood Studios to experience some of the fun at Star Wars weekends. We'll rejoin the memory as I've made it through the turnstiles and just started walking up Hollywood Boulevard. I have one thing on my mind at this point. I know that when my family arrives later this week, it changes how I can tour, so this is my one chance to do what I can do, since the kids are too small for most of those e-ticket attractions. And since the long-awaited Star Tours update has finally happened, this has to be my first stop. I know Touring Plans says go somewhere else, but I'm sorry, I had to do it. We'll make our way over to the queue area, and for the very first time, I think, since this attraction probably first opened, I actually have to wait in the queue through the Ewok Village. But this is a great audio experience the whole time, so, lots of John Williams music. So we're not going to really cut much out of the queue area as we're listening. The changes in the queue area are amazing. I mean, I'm actually kind of grateful that there's a long line so I can enjoy the changes in the queue without feeling like I'm holding folks up. But finally, we're next for this attraction. We've got our 3D glasses on and have taken our seats in front of the new digital screens. The projection is crystal clear now, and it's already exciting. And then, then we take off. I was a little bummed that our Rebel Spy was a generic photo. I'm not sure if that's just something that happened that they didn't get somebody picked in time or what, but I was really kind of sad that that little joke was missed. But, that's my only complaint about this attraction. This upgrade was amazing, and I do believe what was now an old, I think I'll ride this next time if I get an opportunity, became a, I must ride this next time type of attraction. And I can't wait till my kids are old enough to ride this experience this attraction. Right now, Muppet still terrorizes my son, so that may be a little while yet. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show, see photos and videos on, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This really helps increase our visibility and provides people with an idea of how good the podcast really is. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now, sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch a ride to a galaxy far, far away.
Thank you. Thank you. work.
Thank you.
you. Not you, but now I am. That's right. There you go. Switching to complimentary. Don't you look nice? That is a great outfit. Is that your original head? It's quite beautiful. Go on. Please refrain from me.
Thank you. to protect the little girl. And that's why I'm insisting, Daddy, is that you are the astromech. Don't you tell me to honey you over Grim Dotheries. I know exactly what time you depart. You just do your job, and I'll do mine.
Who are you?
C-3PO, systems analyst.
It's about time. The binary motivator's active.
Well, binary is like a second language to me, but I want to fix the motivator from here.
Just make it quick. We're scheduled to depart in a few minutes.
Then there's no time to lose. Off you go. Shoot. Total droids. Really? Now, what? Oh, now, this is not functioning too. This will take longer than I thought.
Please pay attention to the following safety information. When the automatic doors have opened, please proceed directly across the ramp into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraint securely fastened, and please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados, con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado, y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
One, and for a third row, can you? Yep, right there.
So
1401, you are cleared for departure. Initiate takeoff sequence.
What?
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
R2-D2, what's going on here? We are not ready for takeoff. The captain isn't on board yet. You know I can't fly this thing. No, neither can you. We need a proper pilot.
Attention, all transports hold for security clearance.
Those stormtroopers will be deactivated for sure.
Hold it right there, Captain.
I'm not actually the captain.
We're looking for this rebel spy. Have you seen them?
No one on this transport could possibly be a spy. Oh, dear.
This is the speeder we're looking for. Blast up.
Kill our part two.
Captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.